Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, FHA, organized by Informa Markets, a division of Informa, and Nanyang Polytechnic's Asian Culinary Institute Singapore, signed an MOU recently to deepen cooperation in advancing the future of the food and beverage industry here.
Well, through this, both parties will work together to organize and launch the NYP Learning Studio during FHA Food and Beverage, Asia's largest international food and beverage industry event, from 31st of March to the 3rd of April 2020 at the Singapore Expo.
Aimed at promoting continuous learning and reskilling, the NYP Learning Studio will help participants cope with rapid changing needs and give them a competitive edge to achieve success. Today we speak to Charlene Ang, Director of Nanyang Polytechnic's Asian Culinary Institute Singapore, and Martin Cox, Event Director of Informa Markets. Thanks for joining us in the studio. Tell us more about disruptive innovation, though, in the F&B industry. Maybe Martin, you can help us out, or Charlene.
Yeah, absolutely. In recent years, technological advancements have led to the proliferation of new innovations in many areas across the F&B industry, such as safety and regulatory compliance, manufacturing lines, as well as the food service sector as well. And with the likes of automation and artificial intelligence becoming a reality today, disruptive innovation has been able to greatly enhance the productivity of the F&B industry.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, what are some of the gaps faced by the workforce in the industry that needs to be addressed with the rapid changing needs then?
Charlene, maybe you could help us out.
So there are actually quite a lot of emerging trends and disruptors in the industry. While they are actually challenges, they also provide lots of opportunities for the workforce. For instance, there's an increasing emphasis on digitalization and tech adoption due to the tight manpower situation that we have in Singapore. So staff can leverage on this opportunity to train themselves in digitalization skills and how to leverage on technology to improve productivity, such as, for example, using equipment such as Internet of Things and looking at e-payment, for example.
Okay. For the neophytes that maybe aren't in the F&B sector, now we're thinking about how, say, disruptive innovations can help a cook or a baker make their products better? Feeling a bit lost here. Maybe Charlene, you could help us out.
So basically, we're talking about how we can leverage on technology and equipment to make the work of, say, chefs and bakers easier. For example, when you talk about IoT, Internet of Things, for example. For example, nowadays, the combi ovens, they can be actually programmed. Okay, and you can actually use an app to program, for example, the baking time. You could store the recipes on it. So let's just say if you were new to this business, you could leverage on technology. So instead of having one baker to one oven, it's possible to have a baker control a suite of ovens, for example, thus improving productivity.
Right.
So better chances. So you won't get your cakes or your breads
burnt. Although that's quite nice, but yeah, let's not go there. Martin, maybe you could tell us more about the launch of the NYP Learning Studio during the event. This is in early 2020. Who stands to benefit the most, you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the launch of the NYP Learning Studio during FHA Food and Beverage next year is a key initiative, our commitment, as it will provide the future workforce with a platform for continuous learning and reskilling. And, you know, as FHA is a regional event, having visitors from across the Asia-Pacific region, it highlights Singapore as a learning hub for industry standards. The four-day seminar and workshop series will focus on things such as developing manpower capabilities, enhancing skills and competencies, and improving productivity for the sector.
Mm. How, though? Because it almost sounds like, oh, instead of now being a baker or a chef, we now have to be some sort of tech expert almost.
No, actually, basically, right, technology is an enabler. So it's going to help them do their jobs better. Mm-hmm. But what is core is that, you know, the skill sets of the chefs and the bakers, that doesn't change. But right now, we use technology so that we cut down all the really manual and laborious tasks, and then they can focus on their craft of creating wonderful, you know, dishes and pastries for us to eat, basically. quickly. Mm-hmm. So at the NYP Learning Studio, what we hope to do is that we've curated a whole series of workshops and seminars about the emerging trends and skills that the industry would need. So for example, we're talking about important areas such as food waste management.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing, right? Mm-hmm. Not only in Singapore, but around the world. So we'll be talking about how to use sustainable products. We'll be talking about food waste management. In fact, there's a law that's coming up in 2024 on food waste segregation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about how do you manage your food waste segregation and how do you make it into something valuable and productive through recycling, for example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we know that Informa signed a MOU with NYP recently. What does Informa hope to see with this MOU, Martin?
Sure. The MOU places us in a prime position to offer a wider platform for sharing best practices, exchange knowledge and upgrading skills to FHA participants so that visitors coming to Singapore for the period of FHA, not only can they see the latest products and innovations in the industry, but also learn about the latest skills, techniques and challenges within the industry as well.
We're speaking to Martin Cox, Event Director of Informa Markets, also Charlene Ang, Director of Nanyang Polytechnic's Asian Culinary Institute. Singapore, how competitive would you say is the local food services workforce on the global level, Charlene?
That's an excellent question. And to answer that question, let's compare some statistics between Singapore and some of our other countries.
Uh-oh. Are we going to like to hear this?
I think
better to know, yes?
Mm. I think the stats are actually quite revealing. Okay, say for example in the area of productivity, right? In a 2014 international benchmarking study, right? The value added per worker was working in restaurants was about 19.6K for Singapore.
Okay.
And then when you compare that to, for example, in the US, their numbers is 30,000. Okay.
Hey, yeah. That's quite a big difference.
Yeah. And then, okay, let's compare to somewhere nearer to us, Hong Kong.
Yeah.
35,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically, that means that our productivity levels actually lags behind all these countries. Right.
What do you think is the gap, though? Yeah. What's happening? Just with the, you know, the perception of the food and beverage industry, you think?
I think because in the food and beverage industry, we've just in the last few years started to really look at technology as an enabler. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the processes are still very manual.
Mm.
So I think there is a great need to adopt technology so we can transform into what we consider manpower lean formats.
Okay.
So then you leave the staff to do the higher values. Added things.
So how does the learning studio here, Charlene, promote continuous learning and reskilling?
So in the
feels like maybe we need to go a step back and instill some pride in the work, in the job, in the first place. Because a lot of the times, or I don't know, might come from a few decades ago, food and beverage was always just the vacation job between going to the university after college, that sort of thing.
You're right, Howie. But I think in the last, say, 10 years, the industry has changed quite a bit. So nowadays, when you look at entering the profession, like say, for example, when you tell people you're a chef, I think there's a lot more pride than in the past. That's also thanks to the proliferation for all those shows that you see, you know, your Food Network, your Master Chef.
Mm-hmm.
And so nowadays, people look at chef as a profession. So I think that has helped a lot, in fact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, if you ask me, there's still a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's a recognition that this is an important sector and we should be proud because you're just like any other professional or artist. You can hone and craft your skill.
Tell us then how the studio will promote this continuous learning and reskilling. Sorry, I didn't let you answer that earlier.
No problem. So basically, in the learning studio, as mentioned, we have curated a whole series of workshops and seminars, and some of them are dealing with very important topics, such as how to develop healthier menus, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about recipe reformulation, another thing. We also have topics on, for example, how to create food that's elderly friendly, for example.
Mm.
Yeah, these are all very important skill sets that the industry needs. Because let's look at Singapore, for example. As you know, we have an aging workforce, we have an aging population, so you know, it's important to look at things like how do you produce food that is elderly friendly, for example.
It's nice to hear that. Well, Martin, Singapore's F&B sector is projected to grow at about 2.1% compound annual growth rate over the next 5 years amidst a robust expansion in the mass market segment. So what does this mean for the current workforce in the sector?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely, you know, with Singapore being a regional hub for not only this area, but the F&B sector as a whole, there's a great opportunity for the F&B sector workforce to really upskill and become pioneers of new sort of restaurants or sort of ways of serving food.
Food's challenging thing, though, to head into because there's a lot of tradition and heritage surrounding, and then I don't want a robot to be frying my char kway teow and that sort of thing. So
subjective
it's an uphill,
taste.
Yes, yeah, and it's very subjective, isn't it, Charlene? Yeah.
Yes. So I think, as mentioned, it's about technology as an enabler rather
not a replacement
than
of,
rather than a replacement, and it's also for the food companies to realize and to be smart. When should I use technology, and when is the human touch still very important? Because after all, F&B is still part of the services sector.
Mm-hmm. Charlene Ang, Director of Nanyang Polytechnic's Asian Culinary Institute, Singapore. Also, Martin Cox joining us today, Event Director of Informa Markets. Guys, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.